Welcome to the Happy New Now Show. Three moms in three different parts of the world, all working towards becoming more authentic while navigating children, relationships, and lots of mom, work, and things to do. We are figuring out how to make our nows happy and laughing as we trip along the way. So have a happy new now. Let's make it contagious. Hello, everyone. It's Molly here with Tracy and Saskia, and today's show is transmuting the limited belief that healing is slow. Today, we're going to talk about healing that's so fast, it feels fairly unbelievable in this reality. We want to inspire you today with how rapid healing can sometimes be when you get a little push to bring your body and spirit into alignment and remove barriers to healing. Tracy and Saskia have both been doing one-on-one healing work for a long time and are absolutely brilliant at what they do. Sometimes we often think that a problem is really big, and because it's really big, it's going to take a long time for that to heal physically or emotionally. And that's not necessarily true. So today we're going to inspire you to change the programming that healing will be slow with some real life stories that go completely opposite to that programming from my talented co-hosts. Before we begin, I want to remind you all that you can find all of our shows on bbsradio.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The best way to find all of our shows and resources is to go to happynewnowshow.com. On happynewnowshow.com, you'll find links to book one-on-ones with both Saskia and Tracy. You'll find several free resources to learn about Vipassana, zone therapy, healing yourself with water, and a couple of guided worksheets on different ways to use writing as a way to manifest what you want into your reality. Also, check out our Learning Hub, where I have three different, more in-depth trainings on how to use water to heal yourself. And Saskia has a really lovely guided training on how to go within and stay there. So if you need some help bringing yourself into a calm and neutral state, I would definitely check that out. So ladies, Saskia, Tracy, you ready to play?
Hi. Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Awesome. You so, just can keep talking, Molly. It's nice listening only just to you.
Yeah. You just sit here and I'll just talk, right?
Yeah.
Frequency therapy when we all talk to each other. It really is.
Yes, absolutely.
But I really want to dive into some of the stories that you both have shared with me, because they're just kind of unbelievable in this reality. We're so used to, like, even in the natural health space, just kind of putting a Band-Aid on something, you know, trying to work it out with a supplement or just an herb. And, you know, we have really slow healing and we're not really getting to big root causes. So I would love for the two of you to share some healing stories from clients that really undo that programming that healing slow, because what you guys have seen is just, it's kind of unbelievable in this reality.
Yeah, sure. Who wants to go first? True. Saskia?
Tracy.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, you want. Whatever.
I don't mind.
They're both so modest. This is a hard one.
Yeah, it is a tough one because.
I'll let you talk, Tracy. It's okay.
Okay.
It's
okay. Because, thanks, Saskia. Thanks, Molly. Always nice to listen to you both talking. And thanks for letting us play today. It's because I always. Once the healing has taken place, we back in the now. So it's not something I really kind of reminisce on or I think about a lot. It's just done and then we move forward. A lot of the time, you know, people will see me years later and go, oh, I remember I used to have this. I'm like, nope. Remember, like, I didn't have it anymore. I'm like, nope, because it's gone. So hence the name of the show. But some of the stories, Molly asked me for some stories, of what you'd call instant healing. And there's so many, but I gave her a few. Do you want to hear about them, Molly, Saskia?
Yeah, please. Do you want me to prompt you? Or?
Absolutely.
No, not at all. One of the ones that's a funny story was a man came in to see me and he had a big ganglion, which is like a big growth on your wrist. And he's a motorbike rider. And but anyway, he didn't come in for that. He actually came in for food poisoning. And anyway, got him on the bed and we sorted him out. I said, "Oh, what's this on your wrist?" He said, "Oh, he's had it for 6 years. He actually can't grip the motorbike handle. It's quite sore. He's booked in a couple of weeks' time to have it cut out." I said, "No. Let's just look at that too." We opened up the, what I do is a therapy called zone therapy. We just opened up the communication from the brain to the wrist. And anyway, he left that day feeling a lot better. And the next morning, I was in my office and a knock came on my door and my receptionist said to me, "This man is here to see me." I said, "Oh, okay, why?" And I opened the door and he had his wrist sort of out, showing it to me. I said, "Can I help you?" And he said, I had to come and show you." And he just handed his wrist and there was nothing there. It was gone. And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, well, that there you go." And he said, "Well, I would not have believed it if I hadn't seen it myself." So he woke up in the morning and he didn't have the ganglion anymore. So that was one
You
quite
know,
fun
Tracy, I
story.
wouldn't even expect something to be able to drain that quickly. Like,
Yeah.
you know,
Yeah, that's the thing.
crazy.
It's and it's that's kind of just gives me a little bit of a rev. I love it. I just like when you can just feel like you're really making a difference in someone's life. It's awesome. But then again, it's not to dwell in it. Just like to move forward and be in the now and take on the next person and have some fun with them. So what else? I had an elderly gentleman, quite old. I say quite old, like sort of late 70s, and he had come to me for various conditions, many, a list of them. But one of them was he was actually booked in for a heart valve replacement or something. Even though he hadn't really come to me for that, I'd been giving him a couple of treatments, and maybe after about 5 or 6 sessions. He said to me, "You won't believe this." He went to the shops, and normally when he goes, he has to park his car right outside the bank and go in, and then get in his car and drive across a massive parking lot, park in front of the grocery store, and go and do his shopping. And he suddenly realized as he drove off after his shopping and banking that he had parked at the bank, gone into the bank, and then walked across to the grocery store, done his shopping, and got into his car and drove home. And realized he had done that and had no more breathlessness. So he couldn't believe it. Anyway, he went off to his heart specialist in South Africa, and it turned out his heart valve had regrown, and they had then put his heart bypass or whatever it was called on hold for 6 months to a year. So found that fascinating. And that's where I always say there's no way little old me can do any of that healing. That's the innate intelligence of our spirit and our bodies that can heal instantly when we get out of the way. And you did ask early on in the beginning of the show, what causes instant healing? Why does healing have to be so long? If we get out of the way, one of the things we need, well, in my line of work, is I first need your agreement. Do you want to heal? And if a person doesn't have agreement for healing, they're not going to heal. And the second thing is get out of the way. Just get your stuff out the way and just allow. And you'll see the genius of your body and spirit. So it's always quite fun to have that happen. Sure. What else? Oh,
Tracy, that
yes, we
heart
were.
valve one, that's probably something too, where if he goes to just his random doctor, quote, modern medicine, is just going to tell you that's not possible.
Well, that's the thing. It's what's so weird is that I always find it fascinating when someone comes to me, and I've had many that have degeneration of the disc or something like that in their spine, but yet their nails still grow and their hair still grows, but their body like just mysteriously forgets to regrow cartilage or discs or, and I always just find that very weird. So if your body can continue to grow hair until you're 100 or even over, why would it stop regenerating anything else? So once you open the communication pathways and the body can clearly get the signaling from the brain and of course spirit, we know that it can heal from anything. Why would it not be able to heal from anything? So it doesn't shock me anymore, although I always know it's when a client comes to me, we don't work in isolation. We don't say, someone comes and says, like for instance, like the other day I had a woman come in and she came in with crutches, and I said, "What's wrong?" "No, her leg had seized, she can't feel her whole foot, it's numb," and she had a whole bunch of things. Anyway, she walks without crutches, she walks back out after the session. And I just forgot what I was going to say now. Yeah, it's just that if you get out of the way, the cells can instantly heal. You know, you don't need a long process of me massaging your one leg and getting that leg. Whereas like if you went to a physio, you would massage that leg and maybe give it some kind of a cream or give it a Voltaren injection. We don't work with in isolation. We work with the body as a whole. And that includes mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical, of course. So, yeah.
You're actually addressing root cause.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Going to the root cause. And the thing is, when I get out of the way and the patient gets out of the way or the client gets out of the way, that's when the healing happens. It's like just get out of mind energy and that's when the healing happens. And that's what I think determines a really good healer as opposed to a mediocre healer. Is that the healer or the person in front of the ill person is already out the way. So they can hold space. And if they have that trust and rapport with their client, the client can get out of the way or the patient can get out of the way. And that's where the healing takes place.
And that's probably why like the remote sessions work so profoundly too. Like I feel like when you do that, like neither person is so attached to it and you just allow
very much so. Very much so. And often I love it if they don't even tell me what's wrong, because then what shows up is that, like, how did you know? Because we're both out the way. The personality and the identification of the illness or the pain is out the way. So, yes, that's definitely I like to not be in the way, which is awesome. Another really fun story was we were on the beach in a country called Mozambique. And there was a young girl that every time she came back on the boat, she was probably about 12 or 13, she'd be vomiting. And the father said, oh, he just loves fishing with his daughter, but he just sadly just can't fish with her because she gets such bad seasickness. And I said, come, just get on the beach, boom, 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 balanced her. And I said, you'll go out tomorrow, you'll be fine. Since that day, she doesn't get seasick. So she actually gave me a video testimonial because she's like, I can't believe this. I can go fishing with my dad. So that always gives me a good kick, you know. You're helping someone that can now be with their daddy and go fishing.
And you're so, saying that wasn't a Band-Aid. It wasn't like you fixed it for that one time. Like it was permanently gone.
Oh, no. The rest of the holiday, they were going out every day. Yeah. So, yeah, that was great. Actually, another fun story was it was quite a nice story, because we'd gone to a birthday party and someone there was very allergic to shellfish. And I didn't know, I was sitting at another table and one of the guys said, oh, rubbish, and grabbed one of the crayfish. I think you guys call it lobster, and like rubbed it on his lip and said, rubbish, you're lying, you're not allergic. Well, anyway, he started going into anaphylactic shock, his lips swelled, his throat closed. And anyway, his wife was called and I was sitting next to his wife. And they said, have you got your pill? Have you got your, I think it's an EpiPen. And she didn't have it. So I rushed across. And your brain and your body have the ability to produce its own antihistamine on its own. And I said, okay, well, let's just do it. So I quickly in front of everyone. And the nice thing about this was everyone there were non-believers, if that makes sense. Not that you have to believe, but I'm known as the weird one. Oh, you know, Tracy, they wouldn't come and seek me out. They go to a doctor and get their antibiotic and their 14th vaccination. So, so in front of everyone's eyes, you know, balanced him and his lips were swollen in his eye. And literally within a space of 2 to 3 minutes, he was breathing and back to normal. And I said, you can eat the crayfish now, which he did. Well, he didn't believe it at first. And ever since then, literally every time he goes out now to eat prawns, he sends me a picture and says, I'm eating prawns for the first time in 30 odd years. So I go, okay, you can stop sending me now. So it's like I said to him, your body's balanced. It won't have an allergic reaction to it anymore. So that was also a fun story.
Yeah, that's a good, a really crazy good one too. Because like, I know a lot of other ways where, and you know, I've heard a lot of other stories about different techniques where people have gotten an anaphylactic attack to stop, but to be able to immediately eat the crayfish, like that's on a whole different level.
Well, if the body's balanced, the body's balanced. It's not gonna take time. It's done. It's instant. So it's like saying you either have power to your house or you don't. Once the brain is able to communicate to the body, boom, it's done. You know, like once you open the power to the house, the kettle works. You know, it's kind of like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, any other stories? I'm trying to think of some other ones.
You said something about, you told me about a tumor. That was a really cool one. Like it's an eye tumor.
I actually got an amazing testimonial from this lady. She had come in and her eye was very, it looked very mangled, like someone had punched it, but very pussy looking and swollen, almost like someone had punched it and was quite badly closed. Anyway, she'd had this this session, this ongoing eye for, I would say, 4 or 5 years. I don't know. Anyway, someone recommended it to come to me. And she didn't, she started sort of telling me what it was. I said, I don't want to know what it is. Just whatever. Let's just like forget all that, you know, and let's just balance you. And she gave me 4 or 5 sessions. She came once a week for about 4 or 5 weeks. Anyway, in those weeks, her eye got better and better and better. She had one flare up. And then by the 5th week, it was gone. She could see out of it perfectly. It no longer looked like, if you looked at her, the eyes looked even and normal, and the yellow pussiness had disappeared, and her eye was basically functioning normally. And unbeknownst to me, she went back to her specialist. I don't know what he was, maybe a tumor specialist or something, and basically got the confirmation that it had gone. And she said she came back to work and asked my receptionist if she could give a testimonial that this tumor behind her eye, which was inoperable and incurable, had disappeared.
You know, let's talk about like what modern medicine would have done there. I mean, inoperable, that's a problem. But like, okay, so you're either just going to go blind and deal with it until this tumor's so big it's hitting your brain too, or you know, you're going to get chemotherapy or just cut your eye out. Like, these are the alternative solutions. But
you know,
these
we also
things
go
we call
into
alternative healing, you know, 4 to 5 sessions and it's gone. Like, we're just
well,
so far gone
she's
as
now
a
bringing her
society.
son to me. She's bringing her son to me, and he is, you know, starting, he's about almost 2, starting to get the labels, you know, all the labels that little kids get. He's not talking and da da da, and a whole bunch of things. Well, I think she's brought him for 3 or 4 sessions now. He's now saying his first words. He's sleeping through the night. All nightmares have gone. He's playing with toys appropriately. He's showing interest in other children, which he's never done. I mean, I can just list the mom. This mom with the eye is so beyond happy. It's just, yeah, it's an absolute delight for me because what I've been through. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I don't want to keep talking. Let Saskia talk now.
I'm amazed. I could listen to you forever, Tracy. This is mind blowing and beautiful and awesome.
Yeah, and it's so important that this education is out there too.
Yeah,
because people need to know that there are solutions where, you know, they don't have to go to a, like, you know, physical therapy or something like that might be the next thing people think about, especially for physical healing. And it's expensive. It's, you know, it can be really slow. And, you know, both Tracy and Saskia talk about totally different solutions that, you know, it's overnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing is that just going back to physio, I actually was meant to be a physio and didn't get into my course. They only accepted a certain quotient of skin-colored people, you know, where I live in Africa. And I'm so grateful that door was slammed because I found my path. But when the medical aides were looking at me, you know, I don't know, what do you call them, medical aides? What do you call them in America?
Nurses?
Your health care. Like you pay a certain fee every month and then
the
they
health
pay
insurance.
You. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, we call it medical aid. And we're not seen as anything. I'm under a governing body called traditional healers, so witch doctors in Africa, because we're not recognized. And anyway, one of the guys on the board of the medical aid, one of the insurance companies, came to me and in one session fixed everything that he had. And he had a physio issue. And he had been for 15 physio sessions and still could not use his leg. And he then said, this is ridiculous. Why are we, the medical aid, paying 15 sessions to a physio when we could just come to you? So he got me an appointment with the medical insurance or whatever you want to call it to sit in front of the panel and explain what I do. And at the end, they went ahead and said, well, we don't really understand what you do. We're not going to approve you. I was still not approved, even though they're going to save thousands. Yeah. And so for me, I've got many physios that send their clients to me because they can't get them right. So that's kind of like a walk in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing. My husband and I don't have medical insurance, and people are like, you don't have medical insurance? I'm like, it doesn't cover anybody I would go see ever.
Exactly. And I think they're going to make themselves obsolete. I think I was so glad I wasn't. I don't want to be governed by anything.
Right. Awesome. Shoot. Yeah.
Well, Miss Saskia.
So
Tracy and Saskia do like, you know, have completely different ways of how they approach things, but you know, they both get these just crazy, crazy, crazy results. I'd love for you, Saskia, to dive into some of the stuff you've seen.
Very excited to hear.
Do you want me to prompt you?
The strong, weird stuff, or should I balance this a little bit?
Oh, we can. I mean, the aliens are going to show up no matter what we do. Yeah. We're doing live call-in shows. You know, aliens are going to be on the table, and they're going to hear about them if they see a one-on-one. So you just go for it. However.
Okay, good. So I tried to remember what I did the last years, but I can't remember actually, because when I do my work, I'm in the present. That means I'm not in my head. I cannot record what I do there. I'm just there. That's the way I work actually. I'm really in the present, and I work with one, however you want to call it. I call it spirit, you can call it light, God, whatever you put there, but it's your light, that's there, and it's connected to the present moment. And if you fall into the present moment, there you are. And when I do my one-on-one sessions, I start always with guiding the person in front of me back towards to go within. And what does it mean first to go within? So we do just concentrate in the present moment, and we become aware and stay present and become more and more neutral and peaceful. So when I guide you there, for me, it's easier then, even more easier. I can always do this, but when really you step into your chest, into your heart center, I come through your heart center, literally pull myself through your heart center, and share my light, my spirit with you. That means I just give you a push to integrate more of your light within your body. And when I do this, not only you drop more and more into your presence, into your real being or becoming real, the same moment I see what's going on in the physical and non-physical bodies. I see it right there. The information is just there, and it comes through my heart, never to my head. If I would think in that moment, it would never work. That's why I work only from my heart, connect from heart to heart. That means connect in the present moment with the light. And then I have all the information there. So I go through the body, I see what's going on, I see the implants, I see blockages, I see if there are some kinds of wires in you, stuck to you, tentacles, cables, if you have entities within, or if they put something around you, or if they even held you somewhere else trapped and using you, or whatever shows up in that moment, I see it. And I point it in the body when, because whatever I see causes symptoms in the body, even diseases. And then I can point that. And when I take off whatever is there, immediately pain, whatever was the disease symptom, is gone. So that's it. The more light the person integrates, the more the person starts to heal from within. Actually, I'm not doing anything here. The healing is what you have to do. And it starts when you become aware, when you integrate more light. I push more light within the body in the vessel. I call it most of the time vessel. It's a vessel, actually, that we fill up with our light. And that's how it works. That's what I do. So I see everything, and I get information, much more information that normally I wouldn't share everything, because it's not necessary to get into head and think about it. In that moment, we are just present and do what we do, what we do to get rid of stuff. So, and I have done this all my life without being really aware of that. I did it with some persons, friends, family before. I did it now in a realer, in a bigger audience now here, and people who are now reaching out for me are from everywhere. That's for me, it's really amazing because I never thought into doing that and that big scale. So, and I remember years ago, I had a good friend of mine. She had breast cancer and she had a really big tumor in her right chest, breast. And I came to her once, only once. I worked with her, and normally I just need to put my finger. This is what I don't do anymore, but I put my finger on wherever it is, and it takes not a long time, and it is gone. It goes. Whatever it is, it can be whatever shows up, or if it's something that you have had all your life, I just put my finger there. 1 minute later, it's gone. So, but for me, it was like, okay, yeah, I do this from time to time. This is what I remember first, the first thing, big miracle that I observed, that this tumor from really big got just like really, really small and only from once. And I don't prefer to touch. It's enough just to connect with spirit. That's it, what I do. I don't touch. Tracy, I believe you don't touch neither, right?
No, I do, unfortunately. Yeah, no, I touch and balance the actual person's body and spine.
You touch?
Mm.
Okay.
Not the way you're doing. Very similar to a chiropractor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she touches and clears herself.
Yeah, and then at the same time, if I'm doing a distance session like I did on you, I would have a body in front of me. So it's slightly different, but it's awesome. Still, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, that's how
that
I work.
That sounds awesome. Wow.
Yeah, that's how I work. So now over the last more than a year now, doing this every day, almost every day, yeah, it would be awesome to have people here talking about the experience. But I only can recall what I did last 2 days.
Maybe, okay, maybe I know day. Some stories.
Yeah. So,
okay, talk to us about somebody who had a stroke and couldn't use their arm.
Yeah. There is, it's an older man, and on December, he had a stroke out of nowhere, and his whole right arm and hand would not work anymore. So his wife reached out to me, and I connected with him, and within 10 minutes it started to get better, and he could actually move again and start doing stuff. And a week later I said, let me check in a week later on you, and it was healed completely. And he even wrote me a lovely letter just letting me know that he can use his fingers and even write letters now, and this was really sweet. So,
Saskia, what had he done prior? What had he tried to do prior to you that hadn't worked? Do you know?
He tried to just somehow get healed, and he couldn't. He didn't know what to do. What he did about?
Yeah,
your arm?
Like I assume you have a stroke, and you're probably doing. You're actively working on it, whether it's physical therapy or something.
He tried, but he couldn't. He couldn't even move
and
his
none
arm.
Of it, so none of it was working, basically.
No, he had too much pain. He couldn't do anything. So first what I did, I just increased the light within him. I helped him to increase the light. And then I go through the body and I just take off whatever is there, whatever is hindering the healing process, assisting him. And then he finally steps into self-healing and starts moving the arm and the finger. And that's it. That's it.
Is that the one where you were rewiring a brain? I don't have a better term for it.
Rewiring the brain. Was this with the ears?
Maybe that was with the ears. You showed me like a symbol.
No, that was another one. Yeah, right. Sometimes they show up symbols. This is helps me to really see what can I do to assist the physical body. And the guy that I worked on, this is Was it last week, 2 weeks? I don't know. No matter. Doesn't matter. He had, since he was 12, hearing problems. Couldn't hear properly
So he's
because,
an adult, and this is since he was 12.
yeah, he's my age now, I believe. And he got operated on his ears. And when I got there, I saw they messed it completely up. So what I did, suddenly I saw a sign. What I had to do is to connect the right brain with the left ear again correctly, and the left brain with the right ear correctly. And that's it. And then he did a hearing test. I said, whoa, he could already hear this differently. I'm going to talk to him next week, so I will see how he's doing, actually. So, yeah.
I love that story because it's just like fly on the wall. Like you tell me a story like that, I'm like, you realized you needed to rewire his brain, and
Yeah.
through your spirit, long distance, you rewired
Yeah.
his brain to his ear, and then he was magically better. I'm like, what? That's so cool.
It's what, yeah. Yeah.
It's
This is,
cool. It's just
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. So
So
the
it
man,
sounds to.
yeah. Sorry, Tracy.
No, just I'm just saying, like the method and how we're doing it, the how doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, once that person gets out the way and they allow their true light to come through,
Yes.
regardless of what method we're
Yeah.
using, the body heals. But
Yes.
unfortunately, Western medicine doesn't. Western medicine says it's matter on matter. Here you go, here's a pill, take this pill, it's going to make you better. Or here you go, have physio. And just listening to you,
And
Saskia,
let's add a
and I,
label too to make sure
yes, definitely.
you
Let's
really know that you have a
add
disease. Yeah.
a big fat iron steel box with a label that, yeah. And so I just think, listening to Saskia, and I'm loving hearing the story, Saskia, I'm phenomenal. It's just at the end of the day, how we did and our modality is not really the crux here. But both of us are basically increasing, our clients, patients' light, or they're increasing their own light, and that's what actually heals.
Absolutely. When you step out of your head and you maintain the focus in the present moment, that's when you start healing immediately. Because as long as you're in your head, you are distracted, you are somewhere else, you are reacting always to something outside of yourself. And this even increases the trauma within you more and more. Once you realize that whatever actually goes on within your body, you caused it by reacting without being aware of it to something outside or somebody outside of yourself. So once you stop that by focusing in the present, for example, observing the natural flow of your respiration, you become aware of that, and then you can proactively decide, am I going to react or am I just stay neutral and peaceful? And the moment you're neutral and peaceful, this is where you are not creating more trauma within. It stops. So the body there starts to heal. And this can be really fast, and the more awareness that you have here, the faster you go.
I find, I'm sure that the kind of caliber of people coming to you have a much greater awareness of who they are, as opposed to the level of people I'm getting. I will get a person, say, on the same awareness level as some of your clients or patients, and but I will also get literally a person off the street that says, my knee's sore, fix it. So I've always found that if I meet them where they are, that's when the healing takes place, because it gets them out the way as well. If I start going too rah rah rah, like let's get into the present, they don't understand that. So I've learned over the years not to be shocking and not to be to speak too much out of their awareness, because I could just have someone off the street, and at the end of the day, everyone will heal. But the same principles: get out of the way and let the light kind of, your own light heal you. But you can't necessarily say that to the average person or client. I think you have a much higher caliber of clients. But yeah, it's interesting. I love hearing this. I love chatting about this and sharing.
This is not our last show that we talk about it, I assume. We
No,
could talk
definitely
forever.
not. Yeah, the three of us could dork out on this stuff forever.
Yeah, for
Um,
sure.
there was I was remembering this from the group we were working in before. There was a woman who you somehow knew that like she had been exposed to radioactive substances and that she'd been like I think drinking it in the water. Do you remember that one?
Yeah,
want to
she
share
wants. Yeah. This is a special energy that I feel right away when somebody has it on it. Normally, it happens to you when you got abducted. You have a lot of radioactive energy. There we go into alien stuff. I don't go deeper in that, but that's
it.
why I recognize that. Yeah. So when this happens, normally you whatever you touch, whatever electric stuff you touch, it would not work properly. So I took it off. I balanced her back into her natural state. Normally I use her spirit as the blueprint of her spirit as an overlay, and it worked fine. I haven't sp spoken to her ever again. I don't know how she's doing today, or
She didn't need you
but
again.
yeah.
You know? Like that, and that's how healing should work. Then like that's probably I assume you both run into that sometimes. When you have kind of one and done cases, you almost don't get enough feedback, but they didn't need a second session, you know.
No, normally
Saskia
they
actually had to do
don't.
that for me too once when I was originally helping her set up a website to book appointments in a bigger way. Her and I were like, you know, finalizing text and getting it ready to go, like looking it over. And all of a sudden, my computer just started crashing. And I was like, oh crap, Saskia. I was like pulling out a hard drive. I thought just the dark was attacking my electronics. So I'm pulling out a hard drive and I'm texting her on my phone and I'm like, my phone's not working too. And she's just like, I'm coming over into your space. And I could feel her spirit come into my body. And she's like, are your hands tingling? I'm like, okay, yeah, now that you say so, like I can feel that. And she's like, they put radiation on your hands to make all your electronics not work. So
Oh,
she
wow.
cleared it. And like a minute later, my computer worked fine and my phone worked fine. Like, I would not have thought to, oh, maybe I have radiation on my hands.
Yeah.
You
When,
just
yeah.
gotta have somebody who knows this stuff sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't walk
Yeah.
around thinking about that.
That's true. Yeah. 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 Me
I
neither.
think
It, Tracy?
I think this conversation is just so interesting for me because I think that the you know that whole thing of I can't remember with the guy that ran the 100th mile, whatever, it's a 100 meter race. And couldn't do it in a certain time. And suddenly, when he did it, within 3 weeks, other people were winning it in the same time and less. So I think healing is going to start happening like that as well. I think that the old way, you know, we've been lied to about everything. So, I mean, who would think my computer's crashing? They've put radiation on my hands. Because everything we know about healing and health is wrong. It's completely wrong. So I think with us doing this and other healers around the world using their modalities, and more and more light coming to all of this, everyone's going to realize that we don't need 99% of the time, you don't need to go to a medical doctor or to the hospital. And I think that's how the new system or the new way of healing is going to come about. So it's interesting just hearing all of this now
Yeah.
and realizing we were as children and growing up, and the average person listening to the show, we don't know. We're not taught the correct things about how we heal and the different healing modalities that are actually working now, rather than going the Western route.
You know, like,
Right.
yeah, okay, cancer. I mean, I'm going to call a generic root cause of cancer of I hate my life. You know, and that's really why my body is reacting so strongly. And often people who quit their jobs and move to the beach and decide to take care of themselves magically heal from cancer. But I don't know if
Yeah.
you two agree with the statement, I'm guessing you would, that all physical trauma has its roots in an emotion that was not dealt with, an emotion that was not cleared.
Without a doubt.
I would even say it a reaction to something outside of you. It may be an emotion, it may be thoughts, it may be whatever.
Shock. Yeah.
Just
Mm-hmm.
reaction
Yeah.
to something outside of yourself. And
Yeah.
that's causing trauma on whatever level or wherever.
Yeah. I've got a friend of mine's daughter went to work on the boats, the ships overseas. And she got onto a boat with a young billionaire that was told he had a year to live. He had some kind of cancer all over his body. So they were traveling with him, being his crew on this mega yacht. And 2 years went by and he still wasn't dead. And it's now 3 or 4 years and he's still not dead. So he quit everything. He's a multi-billionaire. So there's your theory, Molly. So, and I do think that the body can heal from anything. I would like to get to a point where we see people that have spinal injuries completely heal, people that lose a limb regrow a limb, because we have that within us. I mean, we've got the salamander genes within us. Why can't you regrow a limb? So I do think that that's going to start happening. And once those breakthroughs happen, it's going to be like the first person, then the second, then you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's like as collective consciousness shifts, the collective is actually supporting that healing's possible, instead of basically putting like the opposite out there in the field that like, no, it's not possible. And you're almost having to work against all that when you self-heal.
Well, that's why I say get out of your way. When you get out of the way, that what's possible is just blown out of the water. And I think that, you know, understanding that we are our own medbeds, or our light is our own medbeds, or whatever you want to call it, that it's just going to happen exponentially now. I honestly don't think that the way we have been healing and the way you treat diseases and diseases, going to a doctor, antibiotics, vaccines, that is on its way out. And I would say as soon as this year.
Yeah.
Well, I hope.
Go ahead.
I just want to live in the, I want to live in the realm of, you lost your leg. Well, let's just regrow it. Boom. Mm-hmm. It must be another thing. I mean, a branch of a tree regrows. Why can't we, you know, we are consciousness itself.
Yeah.
So as a tree. So that's the unlimitedness that I always come to whenever someone's standing in front of me, that's where I want to work. I don't go, oh, you got this. Oh, you got, oh, well, we're going to, and I don't, that's all gone before they even get onto my bed. Yeah.
And Saskia, you are generally working with people's, you might even need to explain that term, but people's divine blueprint, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So do you want to define that? What a divine blueprint is?
The divine blueprint of spirit. Well, we have been all created and started as a spirit. Everything that is spirit started somewhere, and that's in the creation light tube. Actually, I don't know if our listeners know what it is. Source. We all come from source. You are created as a spirit, and you are then are divided into two. So there are two exact spirits, and the one spirit one of them travels to that galaxy to make their experiences, and the other one travels there, whatever. But the blueprint of that spirit that is now out there traveling is still back with source. So it never gets lost. It's
imperfection.
Always
imperfection.
Yeah, imperfection. So that's why when information comes through, use the blueprint here. It's like an overlay that I use to just bring back the spirit within the body and helping the system, all body systems, bring back all into its original state of being and in its, how would you say that, balance and recalibrate. I actually recalibrate with that spirit, with the blueprint.
You're reinstalling the... I don't know, perfected muscle memory. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Was it like a fingerprint?
It's like
but like the correct fingerprint. The untampered.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, if you'd always lived perfectly on this earth from day one, but like all the generations, all your historical DNA had lived perfect from day one. You know, that's your divine blueprint. It's still there in perfection. And back to what Tracy said and what Saskia works with, like we are our own med beds. We haven't quite tapped fully into it yet.
Yeah.
Like Saskia is.
Once you step out of your mind, you really stop thinking. That's when you become unlimited.
Yeah.
Because spirit, where we come from, we have no brain. We do not think. We have no emotions. So we are creating constantly from moment to moment. We are always aware and we are creating constantly. That's spirit, that's you. Here as a spirit, you're having an experience within a body designed the way it is. with a lot of limitations, really poorly designed, with a big fat brain, so you would have thoughts all the time and emotions going around every time. So n now you're having experience with that, and now you need just to realize, okay, I'm not that. I'm not that body. I'm not the thoughts. I'm not the emotions. I'm just having experience with that. And they make you believe you that's your identity, but you have actually no identity. You
Yeah.
are everything. So once you
Exactly.
start then digging deeper and you're deleting the programs, you're deleting the false beliefs, you're deleting everything that they made you to believe, you're becoming free and free. This is how you delete and delete more and more and setting yourself free again. And you really start to fly again.
And
And
that's
even
what I say. Yeah. Is when I listen to you, and what I do is like, they get out of the way. The identification, which is beliefs, fears, habits, get out of the way. Yeah, and also
Exactly.
I'm just it's I want to try and, I'm trying always try to think of analogies. It's like we're a computer with Windows 4 on it, but the main hard drive that's in the cloud has all the Windows up to Windows unlimited. So all we have to do is call that down into the computer, and the computer then has more access to more. I don't know. That was just kind of, as you're talking, that's kind of like the analogy I was thinking of.
Perfect.
Yeah, awesome.
Saskia, there was another one you were telling me about that she had ripping pains in her uterus that she'd had since childhood. Do you remember that one?
Oh, I have a lot of them, yes.
We don't have to talk about root cause on that one, but do you want to talk about some success with like these women who've had
And
reproductive trauma?
yes, and she had this was really interesting too, because her horse had the same issues.
Wow.
And
Wow.
when she and I told her, she was trying to treat the horse, and I said, stop, you don't need to treat the horse. You just need to heal yourself, and your horse will be healed instantly. And it's what just like that. So we healed whatever was going on within her, and her horse was just healed right away.
So the horse was just picking up some of
Always.
it for her.
This is what our children do. They just mirror us, and also animals. They mirror your problems. They mirror your symptoms. They mirror it. They show you what's going on to assist you here. You have just to recognize it. I remember I once worked actually with a horse. I was asked and told that this horse has problems. So I went over, I checked the horse. But I was not working actually on the horse. I was working on the owner. She was sitting there doing her own stuff. And the horse left, and she said, "Oh my gosh, he's walking differently." And I said, "Okay, how are you feeling?" And she's, "I'm tired." And then she went home, and she slept 3 hours and called me, "What did she do to
That horse is like, thank you. I've been working on this woman for like a year and I can't take any more of her stuff. Thank you for clearing
That's what
her.
happened. So that's normally, this is what animals do, what they show us, what our children show us, where we need where we have to look into it, and what do we need to heal. And once you do it for your children and for your animals and actually for everybody else.
So what I just heard there is self-care as a woman and as a mother is really important.
Absolutely.
If you've got problems with your animals, problems with your kids, problems with people around you, like it problems with yourself, like that just all circled back around to self-care.
Yeah, I also tell my clients, especially moms, if you bring your child, just maybe try and come in for a session or two. And when they start working themselves, their children get better. And I say, I know you want to be a good mom. Love yourself. That's loving your children. And a lot of my moms, have huge realizations and then go on to do a lot more inner work with themselves. So I totally agree with that.
Yeah, most of my favorite homeopaths, like they will not treat a kid without sending mom a remedy. It's like, all right, now what's going on with you, mom, emotionally?
Love that.
And it's
That's
always
awesome.
the more profound piece of whatever they did.
Wow. I've loved talking. This has been so interesting. Thanks, Saskia. Thanks, Molly, for sharing.
Oh,
It's been
thank
amazing.
you. Yeah, thank you, ladies. I hope this helps the audience reframe maybe some self-limiting beliefs about what healing needs to look like, and some of the reasons why, some people heal and some don't. And both Tracy and Saskia really highlighted about being present and being in the now, and that kind of being the key to unlock everything.
For sure.
Yep. All
Definitely.
right,
That's
ladies. You
thanks
have
very
it.
much, guys.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone
Right.
for playing with us. We hope you have a really happy new now, and we'll see you next week.
Happy new now.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Happy new now.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you feel inspired to support us, please visit happynewnowshow.com and consider subscribing or making a one-time donation so we can keep putting up fun content. Also on happynewnowshow.com, you'll find links to book one-on-ones and any products we've discussed. Have an amazing right now.